Tell us what some of the cosmonauts have said about UFOs and UFO reports.
Well, many, you know, some of them were quite outspoken, like Hrunov, and they would say, yeah, thousands of people believe in UFOs. And then they go into their observations. Some had seen gigantic waves rising up in the ocean, in the Indian Ocean, crashing against each other. I've never heard anything like that, but they've seen it. Some cosmonauts would describe very close encounters, and no matter how improbable it sounds, we still don't know what happened. For example, in the fifth expedition, Soyuz space station, Kovalenko and another cosmonaut reported seeing aliens come out from their spacecraft.
Was that when they were in the Mir?
Not the Mir. They say it was the Soyuz orbital station. Now, but also, you know, the same cosmonaut would describe a fears that they would see in space, unusual objects, and they knew it was no space trash. They knew quite a lot. Also, cosmonauts would describe other phenomena like whisper in space. This is unusual.
Now, what's that? A whisper?
That a strange whisper would come into their mind and would tell them would present facts that only they would know. Facts about their life, about their past, and would say, leave, you're not ready to be in space yet. You are not at that level yet. And it would follow them. And, you know, people who were atheists stopped being such. And, again, this is just some of the phenomena that the cosmonauts had encountered.
Did they ever report seeing beings, creatures, entities?
Angels. There was a report of angels being seen by one of the expeditions. We go into that, too. And it changed their lives, of course. And they were ordered not to talk about it too much. And that's just...
angels, like winged angels?
Yes, like real angels. This was a very interesting report. What else can I tell you? You know, some of them were shy to come out. Few of them would say, no, nothing like that exists. They were like hesitant, Russian cosmonauts, to say. But, you know, some of them mentioned very interesting incidents like, you know, well, there may be more than just to the story than a little green man knock on your porthole. Where did that come from? You know, you hear rumors like that. And then some of them just came out and were quite open about their experiences. What's interesting is also we have a report of a scientist from the Russian space program, and in 1995 he related interesting stories about what they recorded on their devices, and they still have those films. Very strange pulsations, zones, fog-like zones that would come from nowhere, saucer-like shapes. Those films the Soviet space, a Russian space agency has. And, you know, this gentleman, his name is Strankov, reported, for example, that there have been several UFO reports by cosmonauts. Now, this is not a cosmonaut talking, but one of their space officials. Very interesting. And, again, you know, some of the cosmonauts just came out and were quite honest and open about what they had experienced.
You've sent us a photograph of an object by Kaliningrad. And we'll talk about that when we come right back. For those of you who haven't seen it, get up to the coasttocoastam.com website. It is absolutely startling. Other regions of this planet, Brazil, for example, lots of UFO reports there as well, Paul.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brazil. And I would definitely tell your listeners to keep their eyes open on territories in Central Asia, for centuries, and even today, because it's a highly volatile territories, you know, you could have zones of possible military conflict. Something attracts UFOs to those areas and areas of research. China. China is a silent giant. They know something. These guys are eager to fly into space, and they're going to go solo in their space program.
And they want to go fast.